At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Mallory Bankhead. And Mallory, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. My name is Mallory Bankhead, and I come to Denver from California. I'm a recent graduate from California Polytechnic State University at San Luis Obispo, and I earned my Bachelor's of Science in Agriculture Communication. I'm a former National Beef Ambassador, and I'm excited to share my beef story and equally as excited to be here this week in Denver helping the American National Cattlewoman out as one of their two interns.
Well, wonderful, and congrats on being able to do that. Here you helped with a workshop talking about advocating for the beef story. Tell us a little bit about what you had to share with these women that were attending.
Absolutely. Well, we know that sharing our beef story is very important because we are the ones to share our story. And if we don't do that, others will share our story for us. And chances are they may not get it right. So we have that opportunity to step up and really be the advocates that we wish to see in the beef community. And so today I shared a little bit about utilizing facts and numbers and all these great statistics that we have in the beef community and kind of transforming that into a message. We're learning at this conference that the millennial generation is the kind of generation that we're really trying to go after and target with our beef messaging. And we've learned that they only really accept short, sweet, and to the point. And so we can't dump them with knowledge. We have to really be able to convey our message in short, sweet little bits for them. And Twitter is actually a great example of how to utilize that, and that tool really helps us. And so I was helping the cattlewomen advance their Twitter skills. So it really ran the gamut, but we walked out of the door saying, yes, we can, or we will try.
Exactly. Well, at least it wasn't, no way am I going to try to do that. But see, you've been involved doing this for a while as an advocate for the industry and obviously going back to being a beef ambassador. How about from your experience? What can you say in terms of have you made a difference, do you think, with people who maybe follow you or interjecting into a conversation?
Yes, I think that it's really important to gain consumer trust as an advocate no matter what. And like I said, we have a story to share. And I think personally, I am very fortunate to have been taught methods and correct ways to do this. And so I'm sharing my knowledge that I learned through the National Beef Ambassador Program. I was a member of the team in 2010. So I've been involved on the national level for about 4 years now. And it's really exciting to see an impact and to see the inspiration that you can provide to other cattlewomen and cattlemen members that they say, you know, let's expand this network and let's work together to share the story. And I'm just very pleased that I have input to share.
Well, we're going to point people to you. I think we have already done that in the past, but we'll do it again. And it's so great to see you here, Mallory, at this summer conference. We've been visiting about one of the programs here, talking about ways to kind of get that message out to the consuming public, which is what we want to do. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.